All right, everybody, welcome back to another edition of the EG3 podcast. Yes, sir, Eddie Greer, third host of this podcast. Oh, yes, my brain has been all over the place here lately, here, folks. But anyways, this is the EG3 podcast, running sports whenever important. More important comes across his desk in Kansas City, Missouri. He recording this. Yes, NASCAR reaction on Monday, February 23rd, 2026. Very first time listening to this podcast. Again, check it out. I know this. Yes, I know. this was formerly a NASCAR podcast. Still kind of is. But now, this started out at, for the very first time listeners, this was just a normal sports podcast when I first got back in to when I first entered into the podcast space. Then I wanted to be different than everybody else and want to talk NASCAR. So I did that for a handful of years. Even I've had some of the interviewed some of the best young upcoming stars of the sport, which they are doing very well right now. I had guests on here. I had a couple of cup drivers on this podcast. Real talk. I ain't lying on that. and then now, I think two years ago, removed from changing it back because we were doing a lot of races. I was running a lot of races. 5K Pacific. Well, really, all of this is really for that matter. So, decided, you know what? Let's change it back a little bit. And here we are, February 23rd, and you can probably say now the official countdown to EG3's biggest race. Now, yes, I've done Chicago. Yeah, I completed that, and that was eye popping. But this is going to be something else. The countdown to New York is on. I'm trying to finalize, get some things right now. Get some things done, get some things straightened out before then. So there we are there. And it's going to be more on me. Don't you worry. I'm going to record another pod later on in the week, giving y'all the latest update. And there could be, well, no, because I don't want to give, well, okay. Well, so I've been thinking long and hard about this. I've been giving this a lot of thought. There could be a slight change in the race schedule here in 2026, and everybody else's race this year, and some kind of fashion, except me. But my time is coming up. I cannot wait because there's a plenty of things I want to say on here, but I'm gonna keep my mouth shut on those right now because I know I have a lot of listeners. A lot of friends listen to the show, obviously, and then you have other people that I don't know of. So y'all can try to put the pieces together because I'm not gonna say much because I don't want as much as hard as it is not to look past this event, which I shouldn't because I don't take this lightly because who would have thunk it, right? so somebody like me getting an opportunity to run when a ton of people are starving. Still not the right word, but are starving to get in these type of races. Now, again, New York, the lottery is going to be ending this week. So if you want to put your name in that, you can go right on ahead and do that for the New York City Marathon because that is coming to an end by the end of the week. So there's that. I do want to say something about that, but I don't want to right now because we haven't even raced yet here in 2026. Yeah, it's just been a lot of go, a lot of work here. So yeah, so that's been the life of the EG3 here really since late October for that matter. So, we're on the verge to have some fun. Oh yeah, baby. So in March comes along, and particularly a week in April, we're about to have some fun, baby. So it's gonna be some plenty of travel going on, and that's why I've been thinking about this quite a while now. So with everything that's going on, you know, trying to be disciplined, trying my best to be disciplined about training, you know, don't do anything half-assed. I get on that bender for a minute, but yeah, so there's gonna be plenty more of me in other sports coming up on the next podcast, but I want to say that, so I do want to get, since we did not post, I did not post an episode last week, I probably didn't post an episode last week either, we were off hiatus, and I kind of helped out for the podcast, but usually we posted episodes every Monday night, so you're gonna get an episode that I recorded off air, which is my 500 reaction to Tyler Reddick winning the Daytona 500, so that's coming out first, so y'all gonna get back-to-back episodes tonight. I'm sitting to record this podcast on Monday morning, which our usual day to post episodes is Monday. And then y'all gonna get a follow-up with this one, the Atlanta reaction, tomorrow night, where Tyler Reddick back-to-back goes back-to-back, baby, and wins in Atlanta, another speedway race there. I tell you, man, yes, Atlanta. For those of you who don't know, no, I'm not from Kansas City. So no, I'm not originally from Kansas City. So no, people think I'm from Kansas City. No, I am originally from the state of Georgia, and I grew up, was born a half hour away from the speedway, when it was just a mile, or just a normal mile and a half, or what was it? Old school cookie cutter, back in the heyday, right? It would change to a half mile racetrack. And now it's changed to this. Boy, NASCAR hit a home run with this one. We have seen all the finishes were just right down to the wire, nail biting and all that. The Craftsman Truck Series raced on Saturday, along with the O'Reilly Auto Parts, which formerly was known as the Xfinity Series. Now O'Reilly, it's been changed like a billion times. The sponsor has changed a billion times now, but it's now the O'Reilly Auto Parts Series. And now, and of course, last night, the Cup Series raced as well, and another heart-pounding finish. Boy, you cannot take your eyes off that television. Or, shout-out to the fans down in Atlanta who went to that race, because it seemed like all over the place yesterday. We were dealing with some type of cold, unless you were out living out west in San Diego or something like that. Damn, it was miserable. It was miserable here. I was miserable yesterday. I don't think I've been that miserable on a long run in a long ass time. That's saying something coming from me. So, and having this opportunity to be blessed to be able to run, you know, and dealing with what I've been dealing with the last several months. So there's that, but yeah, it was just, yeah, miserable heat, miserable win and all that. You take the win away in a perfect world. Yeah, the cold, I was actually okay. But yeah, again, I want to save that for the episode later, because we might be going on three times this week. You get it just trying to get us caught up with everything else. But yeah, but Tyler Reddick with no right fender, I buy you, wins this race. Crazy. Yeah, you thought he was done. What was it? I believe it was last stage. I can't even remember what Tyler Reddick got damaged from. but Atlanta, people in charge of the racetrack, Marcus Smith, and everybody else, they got, because I question it. I know I did, because I question this move, like, all right, why are you gonna, even with the old school Atlanta, where you saw the most thrilling finishes with the two cars, every almost about every race you would see at least two cars battle for the win, right down on the wire, right? And you're seeing this again with the new, with now the current style of speedway racing, on a mile and a half. You cannot look away, because something's going to happen on every turn. I'm sure wind played a huge factor in that, because it was cold in Atlanta, down there in Atlanta yesterday for that race down there. So kudos to the hardy NASCAR fans, like usual, out there. And yeah, Michael Jordan said it best. The winning car owner for a second consecutive weekend said it best. I ain't going nowhere. If I want to stay here, I want to see my guys win. I want to win, baby. And y'all should already know who Michael Jordan is. I shouldn't have going into an explanation for 3 minutes about Michael Jordan. If y'all don't, then I don't know what y'all doing. Right? So here we are. Here I am talking about 2311 and what they gone through in the last, and Sweet have gone through some shit. 2311 went through some shit all last year, all off season, and to come out like this. Went in the first two races in a row, and Tyler Reck is the first to do that. Since, yeah, I already knew this, but Matt Kenseth, and I can't remember what the year it was when he did that. I think it was 01 when he did that. He was coming off of a championship season there where, of course, they had to change the format because Matt Kenseth was so consistent. And, again, consistency, and I talked about the chase format already. There was an episode about that, so you're, again, we're two weeks into the NASCAR season, folks. So if you missed out on that, go back, check it out. But first, you must subscribe to this podcast. So do that first before you download any of the past episodes, recent episodes of the EG3 podcast. Eddie Gritter III, a.k.a. EG3. EG3 podcast continues. NASCAR recapping Atlanta. Tyler Reddick going back to back. And did it with no right fender. There, that car, that tells you something. That car is super fast. I wish Bubba would have won that. Yesterday there, he was in a spot there. Could have won that thing, but he had to make that decision in the moment. I can sit here easily in my recording chair and dissect it all. You should have went here instead of there, but in that moment, you don't know what's going to happen. So, yeah, wish Bubba would have won yesterday there. Raja had an awesome car in her O'Reilly series, and shout out LeVar Scott, who was on his podcast as well. LeVar Scott and Roger Cruz, EG3 alums, baby. So they get deserve shout-outs on the show. Yeah, so I told y'all in the beginning, I've had the young rising stars on this podcast, and I've had a couple cup drivers on this show. Yes, sir. But yeah, man, and Bubba Wallace, I'm not going to pull the standings right now. But as Mike Joy said it in the end of the racing broadcast yesterday, in the telecast yesterday, 2311, top of the standings right now. Reddick, two wins. And really, this was a curtain call. The same thing happened like it did at Daytona. Bubba was in position to win that. And things did not fall his way. Same thing happened here. So, Reddick there. Yeah, 45 and a 23 were fast, bad fast yesterday. And I probably should have known better in the fantasy, but it doesn't matter because it still turned out to be a I didn't want to jinx it, so I went the other way. But yeah, also Carson Hocevar doing Carson Hocevar things, but he had a strong weekend himself there. He raced in all of the races this weekend there as well. Kyle Busch going back to victory lane in the trucks where he was so dominant. And obviously now cup drivers can, I think there's a limit to where you can go up to five, six, seven races in the season, something like that, after being kind of on lockdown with not being allowed to race in the truck series. So yeah, that going on. And I want to shout out Sheldon Creed for a minute. Yeah, it's about time, homie. Sheldon Creed finally winning something after some 1,000 second place finishes. I know I'm exaggerating. He had like some 18 second place finishes in his career in the O'Reilly series for winning that. He can probably think Ross Chastain, because it looks like Austin Hill is going to go ahead and win another one, and another one, and another one. Yep, DJ Khaled, baby, and another one. But nope, Ross Chastain said, nope, I'm going to turn you around, open that floodgate, Sheldon Creed right there, and he was a factor. So this was not some out-of-left-field victory. He was in the thing, and this was well past due. first child of the creed to get it done right there. And yeah, I want to take the time while we're talking racing on this episode of this podcast to congratulate him finally getting over the hump there. And Parker said it best, Parker Kligerman, could it be the floodgates? We'll see about that. We'll see. But Sheldon, he's always been a front runner when it comes to these races. He's always in the top 10, sometimes in the top 5. He's sometimes a contestant to win these things as well. So who knows how this could be. And we talked a lot about consistency in all these series. All these series, I believe, are going to go to this form or at this format anyways, where it's not winning or in and all that other stuff like that. You have to be, and I brought up Matt Kenseth's name. He was the art of the consistency, and that's why they even changed the format in the first place, because Matt Kenseth was so damn consistent, he only won like one race that year. He won a championship without just winning one race. So again, and it doesn't help for these other guys, and now I'm trying to transition it back to the Cup side here real quick, that, all right, you know, this is brutal. This is a brutal start here for some of these guys that I probably am going to bring up the standings anyways. here, so we'll get to the top 10 here in a minute of the Auto Trader 400 last night in the Cup Series there. Tyler Reddick going back-to-back after winning the Daytona 500 on the last lap was in the mix. And then, of course, winning that Daytona 500 champion, and then you turn around the following week, and we know how that goes, because usually the winner, at least the last handful of years, you've seen the Daytona 500 champion of that year, you know, finish 25th or something like that. It looked like for a minute Tyler Reddick was going to do that. Being involved in one of the big accidents yesterday, but somehow, some way, he was able to will that car is bad fast with no right fin or nothing. You can't see it, then something wrong with you, but you can clearly see there's no right fender on it. And yeah, Tyler Reddick, Michael Jordan, Denny Hamlin, they did it again. They do it again and back to back. And let's not even, and the series now turns to the road course. And I believe the Craftsman Truck Series is going to be racing for the first time in St. Pete. That's going to be something. So there's that. Yeah, but the Circuit of the Americas down there in Austin, Texas. There's been a lot of chatter on the group chat about that. About not the Circuit of America itself, but some other races, not the tri part, the running part. But anyways, yeah, so yeah, this is huge. To start off like this for them. Huge momentum, and you can't count Tyler Reddick out. Now, all the attention is going to be on Shane Van Gisbergen. I'm going to get to him in a minute because of the fact that he's owned all the road courses in last season. But you're going to have to still competition. Not that he did last year, which he did anyways, but he was just a step above everybody else. It's going to be fascinating to see. And let's not count Tyler Reddick out in these road courses either, because nobody's won the first three races of the season. Nobody's run the first three races of the season. This is the EG3 podcast. Eddie Greer here for this Atlanta reaction to this podcast. Yeah, Tyler Reddick wins the race. Chase Briscoe started in the back of the field due to no qualifying. And a terrible finish in the 500. Finishes second place. Ross Chastain third. Corson Hocevar, as I said, fourth. Followed by Daniel Suarez. Spire Motorsports finish up there. Fourth and fifth spot right there. Shane Van Gisbergen, sixth. Zane Smith, Bubba Wallace, Ryan Preece, and Ryan Blaney. The Ryans cap off the back end of the top 10. Shane Van Gisbergen, I think you have competition. All that's going to be, and this is big for that team, because we got to see you in the mix, in the top 20s. Any other places. We know what you can do on these road courses. We have seen total domination time after time again. But can you put together some top 15 finishes? Like I said, consistency. And Yeah. And despite what it, like, what, 5 cents race last year and all that. So you want to be in the discussion to make the 16 Chase playoff, which, again, you're going to hear me say this again. There's still too many drivers in that deal, in the playoff. But, yeah, Shane Van Gisbergen, and this is what you need. Shane Van Gisbergen was also ran very well in the Daytona 500 as well. So, I don't know. I can't remember where he finished that. But this 97 got some speed to it. And we know he's going to be good down in Austin this weekend. So, it's going to be fascinating to see what happens down there coming up. But, yeah, I do want to pull a stance real quick before we sign off on the show. I did not want to talk too much longer because I got to head on straight off from here to work. Oh, that's not the rest of the race standings. Let me see if I can put the points up real quick. Yes, sir. All right, so here we go. Tyler Reddick, 2 for 2 in 2026. And he's going to be in that conversation because he's usually pretty stout in road courses himself. And then you have Bubba Wallace there. As I said, 23-11, 1-2 here. And then you got Chase Elliott, third. Carson Hocevar, fourth on this list here right now. I'm just going to go through this top 10 right now here. Yeah, so Reddick, Wallace up there. How much? Yeah, Bubba Wallace is 40 out. Chase Elliott, Carson Hocevar, Zane Smith, Joey Logano, Daniel Suarez, Ryan Blaney, Brad Keselowski. I know it's too early. And after two, this is after two speedway races. And the top 10, I'm going to stop it right there with Chris Buescher. I know the playoffs go to 16, which is still too many. So there's that. So yeah, some big names here that are outside the top 16. Connor Zilich, that his name is going to be up there in the conversation this weekend because we're on our road course. He's way back there. Alex Bowman is back there right now. I know it's too early. I'm not saying I'm hitting the panic button. I did not say I'm not hitting the panic button just yet. That's too early to hit the panic button. But we gotta get some races going here before we even hit the panic button. Christian Bell back here, Alex Bowman's back here, Ty Gibbs back here. Let me see, Denny Hamlin's back there after two, and you go into a road course where anything can happen as well. So you can't afford to have some bad finishes. Kyle Larson is outside of top 16 at the time being. Yeah, so. So we're really up, baby. So it's going to be a fascinating week down there in Austin. Shane Van Gisbergen's name is going to be thrown out there a ton. And really, Trackhouse, really. Ross Chastain is no slouch on road courses either. It's going to be really interesting race. It's going to be fascinating. And Tyler Reddick, we know, is very solid as well when it comes to road courses. At least the speed of it is as well. The execution might not be so much there as well, but it's gonna be really fascinating, man. Let's see how this plays out. I know we're two races in, but who can stop 23-11? And Bubba has been improving on road courses there as well. So I don't know what's going on over there. I think that's Tyree to wrap this thing up here. And again, I'm gonna come back later on the week and get all squared away with y'all, get y'all caught up. What's been going on on the New York training front here. Yeah, we're pretty much now in that phase where it's time to get locked in, get tapered up the best way you can, get ready for the big race down up there, up north, New York, and all other stuff like that. In the meantime, yeah, I've been trying to finalize everything else up. I had to change some things around. So, yeah, it's only going to get hectic from here. So, definitely, If I wasn't excited then, I'm excited. I'm starting to get that feeling. Yeah, like I said, here in this episode today, when this comes out, it'll be tomorrow night. Y'all gonna get back-to-back episodes of the EG3 podcast. We usually post on Monday nights, but we were off last week because of the hiatus of not being able to post an episode for this particular podcast. But yeah, man, we haven't raced. Out of all people, I haven't raced yet this year, and yeah, so it's gonna be interesting to see what happens. But anyways, yeah, 23-11 off to a fast start in 2026. The EG3 podcast, get it wherever you get your podcast, free and available weekly. sometimes twice a week, maybe even three times a week. Who knows? But yes, a weekly podcast. So make sure you tap in. We're on iTunes, Spotify, and other podcasting platforms. You can find the EG3 podcast, folks. So yeah, I mean, another thrilling finish yesterday. Really a great race all around. Atlanta has did it yet again, and that's why it's risen up there to one of the best tickets in the NASCAR season for sure. And they definitely deserve two races and anything else. And we can get all into that later. But it's time to wrap this up. We have made it to the finish line yet again on another episode here of the EG3 podcast. It's going to be back-to-back racing episodes, and then you're going to get the lowdown from me later on in the week here on this podcast. Eddie Greer III coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another edition of the EG3 podcast. Thank you for listening to another edition of this podcast. We'll talk to y'all. We'll talk to y'all on the next edition, probably today. Well, definitely tonight because it's Monday, and tomorrow night, and probably later on this week. We'll see you on the next edition of the EG3 podcast.